Blog Talk Radio. love does not tear down, but love builds. Love sees past my flaws and covers them all. When I found Jesus, I found out what love is. When
everybody for joining me on tonight. I am Prophetess Stacy, and once again, this is Prolific Fire. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that your people will be healed on tonight, Lord God, when they hear this word that you've given to me, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for sitting me down, Lord God, and you standing up mightily in me tonight, Lord God. Heal your people, deliver your people, set them free on tonight like only you can. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight's foundational text comes from 1 Samuel 25, verses 39 through 44. Also, 2 Samuel 3, chapter 3, verses 6, skipping down to read verses 12 through 16. And the title of tonight's message is Lost in Love. Lost in Love. The text reads, 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 39 through 44 from the New King James. So when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, "Blessed be the Lord, who has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and kept his servant from evil. But the Lord has returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head." And David sent a proposal to Abigail, her as his wife. When the servants of David had come to Abigail at Campbell, they spoke to her, saying, "David sent us to you to ask you to become his wife." Then she arose, bowed her face to the earth, and said, "Here's your maidservant, a servant to wash thy feet of the servants of my Lord." So Abigail rose in haste and rode on a donkey, attended by five of her maidens. And she followed the messengers of David and became his wife. David also took Ahabanum from Jezreel, and so both of them were his wives. But Saul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Paltiel, the son of Laish, who was from Gilead. Switching to 2 Samuel 3, and I'm going to read verses 6, 12 through 16, NIV. During the war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner had been strengthening his own position in the house of Saul. Then Abner sent messengers on his behalf to say to David, "Whose land is it? Make an agreement with me, and I will help you bring all Israel over to you." "Good," David said, "I will make an agreement with you, but I demand one thing of you. Do not come into my presence unless you bring Michal, daughter of Saul, when you come to see me." Then David sent messengers to Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, demanding, "Give me my wife, Michal, whom I betrothed to myself, for the price of 100 Philistine foreskins." So Ish-bosheth gave orders and had her taken away from her husband, Paltiel, son of Laish. Her husband, however, went with her, weeping behind her all the way to Bahurim. Then Abner said to him, "Go back home." So he went back home. A quick breakdown of what's going on in tonight's text. David and his multiple wives. David married Abigail, the widow of Nabal. David also married Ahinoam. But David had yet another wife, Michal, the daughter of Saul. Behind David's back, her father, Saul, had given Michal in marriage to another man. In that day, multiple marriages were allowed. Some of the godliest men in the Bible had multiple wives, David being one of those godly men. Therefore, David during war seizes the opportunity to demand the return of one of his wives, Michal. There's only one problem. David's wife was now married again. She had a new husband named Paltiel. And the return of Michal to David was sure to break Paltiel's heart. But what could he do? The king had demanded she be returned to him. And break Paltiel's heart it did. The Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 15 through 16, NIV, "So Ish-bosheth gave orders and had her taken away from her husband Paltiel, son of Laish. Her husband, Paltiel, however, went with her, weeping behind her all the way to Bahurim. Then Abner said to him, "Go back home." So he went back home. Her husband went with her, weeping behind her all the way to Bahurim. It's obvious from the text her husband loved her. I mean, the text says the man, Paltiel, was weeping. And we all know, ladies, most men don't just cry. They don't just up and cry unless they really care. And here this man in the text was weeping. He was crying. It's just as obvious that Paltiel had much invested in his relationship with Micah. He was a one-woman man in a time when multiple wives were permitted. He was a one-woman man in a time when multiple wives were permitted. Ladies, whether you believe it or not, there are good men who are not trying to fit in with today's culture. Like Paltiel, they desire to be faithful in love with one woman. I wonder how Micah felt after being her husband's one and only, after having all of Paltiel's attention to herself. And face it, ladies, we do like attention. We do like attention. And to now be going into a marriage where the man, King David, had multiple wives, and she would no longer have all the attention. I wonder how that made her feel. Some good man listening in on tonight feels like he can never win the heart of his love interest. Feels like he can never win the heart of his love interest. They always end up falling for the player type. Again, the text says her husband went with her, weeping behind her all the way to Bahurim. It's a hurtful thing to go all the way with someone only to lose them to another relationship. It's a hurtful thing, and I'm sure somebody on tonight can attest to that. It's a hurtful thing to go all the way with somebody only to lose them to another relationship. Ladies of all ages can relate to that feeling, I'm sure. But especially some teenage girl who went all the way with her boyfriend only to have her heart shattered because he still ended up with someone else. Young lady, under the sound of my voice, you need to know, going all the way with someone is a serious behavior. Going all the way with someone is serious behavior, and it could cost you more these days than a broken heart. And it could cost you more these days than a broken heart. I do believe there's coming a day when doctors not only won't be able to cure it, but won't even know. They won't even have no idea what the it that's been transmitted is. It's a hurtful thing to go all the way, to do all you can for a person you loved and supported, cooked and clean. You were his loudest cheerleader in the daytime and his comfort at night. Men, you worked and paid bills. You even worked on yourself, trying to be the man she said she needed. You tried to be attentive to her needs, and still you lost her to another. Ladies, still you lost him to another. Lost in love, which is the title of tonight's message. Lost in love. Paltiel went with her. He was there for his wife. He wasn't absent from the situation. How many of you on tonight know it's possible to be present physically, but mentally removed from a situation, especially when feelings are involved? But Paltiel didn't shy away from the situation. He went with her all the way to Bahurim, weeping, showing his feelings with every step. As a matter of fact, the text says he had to be told to go back home. As a matter of fact, the text says he had to be told to go back home. That's how much he didn't want to leave his wife. I'm talking to somebody right now. You honestly didn't want to leave, but you were forced out. And you never thought you would be a divorcee, but you are. Just dealing with the emotions of what was and is now no more is, has been trying. Just dealing with the emotions of what was and is now no more has been trying. Even you don't know why you are still weeping, crying after so long a time. I mean, didn't the Bible say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning? Isn't that what it says? Then why is it that my night has taken the longest term? Then why is it that my night has taken the longest term? You ask yourself. Beloved, it's definitely not easy to walk back into life without the one you loved. Can you imagine Paltiel's walk back home after Abner told him, go back home? It's not easy to go back, to start over, to forget. I'm sure somebody can relate. It's not easy to go back, to start over, to forget. I promise you, love is the one thing that seems to have a mind of its own. And no matter how many times you replay the situation, you replay how things ended in your mind, nothing ever changes. And no matter how many times you replay the situation, you replay how things ended in your mind, nothing ever changes. And some of you on tonight even regret having loved that person. You regret having loved them at all. But still, like it or not, you did. You are not a fool for doing so either. Listen to me. You are not a fool for doing so either. Though the relationship might not have been your best decision, still you are not a fool. You displayed foolish behavior, maybe. But haven't we all at some point, just being honest, haven't we all been foolish at some point? But you are not a fool. The Bible says a fool says in his heart, there is no God. Psalms 14:1. You believe there is a God. And you know how I know you believe there is a God. If you didn't, you wouldn't have logged in, called into a God-based ministry like Prolific Fire. So, yes, you believe in God, and you are not a fool. You are not a fool. Now is not the time for name-calling. I'm sure Paltiel had a few names he could have called King David. Still, it wouldn't have changed anything. King David had the right to reclaim his wife. He had the right to reclaim his wife, and name-calling wouldn't have helped anything. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us if Paltiel knew Michael was betrothed, already engaged, when he made the decision to get involved with her or not. However, one thing I do know is we often see what we want and selfishly rush in head first. We often see what we want and selfishly rush in head first, totally unaware, unprepared for the consequences that might occur. We must learn that just because we feel a certain way, that doesn't change the truth of the situation. We must learn that just because we feel a certain way, that doesn't change the truth of the situation. Some things we have to go through because we put ourselves through. Some things we have to go through because we put ourselves through. It wasn't God. It wasn't even the devil, but you and what you wanted to do. But now it really doesn't matter whose fault it was. In the text, a man is left hurting, feeling the loss of his wife. No matter how you got in the situation you're in, and people say you should be over feeling that way about them, love is love and it honors no time clock. Love is love and it honors no time clock. So you really can't be judged by how you feel. Love takes longer to heal for some people than others, because love is love, and it honors no time clock. It doesn't matter. God still wants to see you healed from the pain of that divorce, death, or maybe it was just a bad breakup. God says the scars will be pending until the wounds clears. God says the scars will be pending until the wound clears. In other words, the wound won't heal until you release it. The wound won't heal until you release it. You must release the hurt to be healed. Allow it to become a scar. Somebody needs that on tonight. You need to release the hurt. Allow it to become a scar. Jeremiah 30, verse 17 from the NIV says, "But I will restore health to you. But I will restore health to you and heal your wounds." Some of you literally have been sick because of separation. You thought God put you together and no one had the right to put you asunder. But situations, but life, God is going beyond the surface and he's bringing healing. Without questions, he's bringing healing. He doesn't have to ask questions because, beloved, he already knows. He already knows. I pray somebody's getting blessed by this word on tonight. I speak forth tonight in the name of Jesus a wave of emotional healing to somebody on the phone lines. Everybody listening on the internet, on the podcast app, on iTunes, everybody in Charleston, emotional healing. Love will restore. Not man's love, but God's love. Heal and restore. Emotional healing. Emotional healing, Lord. Emotional healing, God. Sin and cause your people to receive emotional healing. For all the tears, lonely nights, helpless days of not knowing what to do, and for somebody, lawyer fees. And for somebody, lawyer fees. God is overturning lawyer fees. It wasn't your fault, so why should you have to pay? Emotional healing. There's a breakthrough taking place on tonight. Don't fight it. There's a breakthrough taking place on tonight. Don't fight it. Don't fight the release. Just let God be God. Just let God be God, beloved. Don't fight the release. Let him heal your heart on tonight. At this time, if you don't know God, but you tune in because you needed this word, now is your opportunity to receive complete healing. You've suffered too long, only having partial healing here and there. God knows you are sinful, as we all were. And the pain you're carrying is too much for you to handle. Still, there is a God, and he's greater than it all. He wants to help you. Receive him. Repeat after me. Father God, I come to you tonight, broken. I have looked for love in all the wrong places, in all the wrong people. My heart literally can't take no more. I turn from sinful behavior. I change my mind. I do need Jesus. I believe he loved me enough to die for me. He is the love I've been looking for. He was resurrected so that I could have the opportunity to live. Show me how, Lord. Come in and teach me your ways. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You know what? God just said this is the first time some of you have ever prayed in your life. You've ever prayed anything. Wow, let's stay connected. When I'm not on the air, you can reach me by calling or texting 865-408-8690. 865-408-8690. Or emailing prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com. Now, if there's anyone on the phone who has some specific prayer needs tonight, press 1. If there's anybody on the phone desiring prayer, press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you.
Hello?
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Okay, hi. I was just calling for prayer because I need a job. I need a new job.
Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for giving my sister the mind, Lord God, to call in, Lord God, that her needs may be expressed before you on tonight. Lord God, you hear her desire for a job. She needs a new job, Lord God, but I ask that you not just give her a job, Lord God, but you give her a job that meets her every need, Lord God, a job that fits the field that she's qualified for, Lord God, something that will come easy to her, Lord God, that she won't have to stress it and she will make the money that she needs, Lord God. And I just thank you on tonight, Lord God, for her, Lord God. I lift up not only the job, Lord God, but anything else that may be coming against my sister on tonight, bothering her in any type of way, God. I cover it and lift it to you, Lord God. Give her total peace, Lord God, total recovery, Lord God, total healing, Lord God. And as she requested, God, the job that she's seeking, that she's looking for. Let employers seek her out. Let them call her, Lord God. When she goes for an interview, Lord God, favor her, Lord God, to get the position. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for doing it. And I count it as done in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tonight, if there's anybody else on the phone desiring prayer, you can press 1 at this time, and I would be glad to pray with you as well. If not, let me tell you about next week's show. Join me next Monday, same time, same place, and the message will be, what are you really worried about? What are you really worried about? You're busy doing this and that, but if you're honest, it's all just a distraction to take your mind off of what you're really worried about. Follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. That's Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page and visit the ministry's website at prolificfire.com. The songs played tonight were Alwaysness by Yolanda Adams and Love by Raven. And right now, this is You Love Me by Anita Wilson. Be ministered to by the words of this song, and at the end of this song, there will be the conclusion of tonight's show. Once again, I thank you all for joining me on tonight. Everybody that's on the phone, everybody that's online, everybody that's listening from the podcast app, everybody on iTunes, I bless the Lord for you. I thank God that you had the mind to listen in on tonight or tomorrow or next week or whenever. God bless you. This is You Love Me by Anita Wilson.